chocolate, jelly beans, a tiny toy, and a Jesus book.
Yeah, that was the standard. That's what America built Easter on.
Thank you. For decades and decades, nothing parents ever had to worry about. Mm-hmm. You got your chocolate, your jelly beans, a tiny toy, and a Jesus book. But the world's a different place now.
Oh, yeah.
Because there are kids who will still come down to see what the Easter Bunny left them on Sunday. But others, they'll come down and see that.
Yeah.
But others, their expectations are higher.
Sure.
Because in this country, there is no standard Easter basket anymore.
They've destroyed it.
You're hanging out in the break. Who's they? Big Easter?
I tell you, I know when it started. I told you when it started.
You're hanging out in the break room. That's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. There are stories you're going to see everywhere about what the bunny is expected to bring. And we're going to tell you a number that may shock you.
It's going to be out of control.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. The average Easter basket this year is going to cost the bunny $177 per basket.
Wait, you're saying almost basket. $200. And that's per kid.
That's the average per basket. Yes, per kid. Yes. And we're not, this is not Christmas. This is not a graduation gift.
Yeah.
$177 on average.
This is beyond candy. This is beyond the chocolate bunny.
Yeah, I don't know. Unless you're buying nothing but Lindor for your kid.
Even that. Yeah.
I don't even know. I just see commercials.
That is high end.
I don't even know what it is.
I said European chocolate.
Okay. So they don't, before you ask the question, they do not get into what the average items will be. We just have a price.
Okay.
And there may be a reason for that, right?
Mm.
Americans can no longer agree on what the bunny should be putting in our kids' basket.
Yeah, it's very personalized now.
And I have a theory here.
All right.
The number, $177 per basket, is not so much what the average person will be spending.
What is it?
It's more the middle of two kinds of people. There are the folks who will be getting chocolate bunnies, jelly beans, and a few small toys from the bunny.
Your standards.
You got it. And then there are the kids who will be getting gift cards, legitimate jewelry, technology, and trendy clothes.
Yeah, that's high end. Mm-hmm.
You are running the gamut. Baskets coming from the bunny that will go anywhere from like $20 total to $500 per basket, depending on the family living room that bunny is walking into.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I asked this question, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What is the appropriate amount to spend on your kid's Easter basket, the bunny to spend on your kid's Easter basket?
I would think tops $50.
$50.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you buying an Easter basket in 1983?
You telling me, and by the way, that's when chocolate was chocolate, not the stuff they throw at you now. But you can't tell me you can't get a standard chocolate bunny, stuff, just the sweets.
Okay.
For $50.
All right, look, you can. Yes, I'm kidding. Of course, you could do it for $50.
Yeah. You could do that easily.
But that's what it should be.
Candy, but I think. Well, here's the thing. Do you find that? I mean, you're the parent in the room. Do you find that like every year you stick to the same thing? Like, if you were a pure candy household,
yes.
Are you forever a pure candy Easter basket household, or have you upped your game every year since then?
I
kind of thought like you were like one type of family or the other.
I don't think there's ever been a pure candy basket in the history of the Easter Bunny. Mm-hmm. I think there always has to be something in the basket.
Something extra?
It always used to be just treats.
You never got toys in your basket? Like even little ones?
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, I guess little dollar store stuff.
But, you know, Catholic household, you just got like the standard. You get that weird stuff, too, like that chocolate cross, which was kind of weird.
I got the chocolate cross.
Never got that one either, but we used to get the chocolate. But it was always chocolate. That's all I wanted, really.
I do remember kids getting toys, but it seemed rare to me as a kid that kids got like loaded up on toys for Easter.
Like legit toys.
Yeah, or clothes, like you said.
So the, those hollow eggs,
yeah,
you know, the you can put stuff in. I can remember like getting money in those.
The plastic ones.
Yeah, but it would be like $5 freaking.
In 1964?
Well, yeah, I mean.
That's a lot of money, you dick.
You could buy a half a Corvette. No side pipes.
No, I mean, you brought up the dollar store. The dollar store isn't really a dollar anymore.
Yeah.
I think when it comes to building an Easter basket, what saves all of the bunnies out there, Five Below is like the go-to spot for an Easter basket. But even there, I mean, you buy four or five things.
It adds up.
Right? You're at $20-$30.
Yeah.
So, like, you sit here and say, you know, $50 per basket. It's doable.
But your kid, why does your kid need a gift card for Easter?
It was.
It's not your birthday, man.
It is a little confusing. The whole Easter holiday, I can see being very confusing for a kid. But I did see something this year that I've never seen before. One of the news stations did a story about the Easter's hottest toy.
Mm.
And I don't ever remember being, like, there being a toy that every parent ran out to buy for Easter.
Me neither.
Not like they do on Christmas or any other holiday.
Like, I know, but, like, you know, they just keep throwing this stuff at us, and we're like, okay, I'll go buy a high Easter toy for my kid. 252-WCMF, the average Easter basket is going to cost the bunny $177 per basket. Yeah. $177 per basket. And again, the theory is this is not the average. Like, everyone's spending $177. This is the middle of people that spend $20 to $30 and the people that spend $500. Mm. The other big question that no one can really answer when it comes to the Easter basket.
What's that?
The age where the Easter bunny stops bringing a basket.
Oh, you're done with the kids.
Because my kids are 12 and 14, and the bunny will be coming on Sunday.
Yeah.
Is 14 too old for an Easter basket?
Well, I mean, if you keep raising the level of what you put in it, I guess not.
Not really doing that.
What?
I'm not raising the level.
Well, but he's saying like you're probably getting different types of gifts.
Yeah, you're getting more adult stuff in the basket.
Oh,
I get
you. I'm not spending more if that's what you're saying. It's just
I would think at that age they would be out of the Easter thing.
So you think it's sad for a kid to be excited?
I'm
just trying to figure out where your head's at.
I would think they wouldn't be interested.
So a 14-year-old that's still interested in getting an Easter basket is, how would you define that 14-year-old?
Like a good kid, a traditional kid. One of the good ones. I don't know. Don't bait me into this.
I was just asking a question.
No, I know what you're doing.
Kimmy, when did the bunny stop visiting your house?
So my mom started making a deal. Like, if you want an Easter basket, you got to go to church.
Ooh.
And I think my brother and I were like, nah, we'll pass then.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah. She wanted to make the sacrifice.
Like, I don't ever remember getting an Easter basket past high school. Like, in high school,
I would
should
take
say.
That
like,
deal. No church, no candy.
Yeah, I was
done.
Like, my mom was like, well, you know, if you want to celebrate Easter, you got to go to church. And we're like, okay,
I got
guess
a
we're
job.
Not going to church.
I tell my mom, I got a job. I got my own candy. I'm my own man.
You know, there are still a lot of grown-ass people who get Easter baskets.
That's sad. Like, I if you got a college kid, you're not getting them an Easter.
Oh, I'm not talking just college. I'm talking like 20s and 30s.
Oh, I remember
from
kids.
Their parents?
No. Yeah, no, from the Easter bunny via their parents.
No, like
stupid.
No, like their parents are getting their adult children.
Yes.
That don't live in the house of baskets.
I remember
that
kids
is sick.
In college getting Easter baskets sent to them.
In college?
Yes.
Yeah, I dated a girl where that was happening.
Well, then I saw the level of broad you dated.
Oh, I ate all her chocolate. The second she left the house, I ate all that chocolate. No, like there are people I know.
That's weird.
In their 20s, 30s, and 40s that they'll take their
40s.
They'll take the kids to brunch at like mom and dad's house. Yeah. And when they get there, sitting in the living room is an Easter basket with their name on it.
I would feel so weird sitting with a basket in my lap in my 40s.
Do you?
Why? You get free, it's free chocolate.
So you don't have to like search for it, because that was part of it, right?
Yeah,
you're
yeah,
supposed
yeah.
To go find your Easter basket.
I never had that as a kid.
And my parents used to hide the basket.
Yeah, my parents used to hide it.
Really?
Yeah, you had to go find it.
Well,
that
I mean, yeah.
Part of the game.
Knowing your dad's, I get it. My dad was too lazy. Yeah, whatever. It's right there. Bunny left it there. Shut up.
Because that would be like
give me some of your chocolate.
That would be like seeing an adult doing an Easter egg hunt or something. You know what I mean? Like, this is
there
sad.
There are also adults who participate in Easter
okay,
egg
that's
yeah,
sad.
But they do like the beer. I've seen the adult beer, I don't know what they call it, beer hunt.
Beer hunt?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that.
What do you? Why that, do you those, hate fun?
That's not fun.
That would be a more fun family tradition than other stuff you'd have to do.
But it's for the little ones.
Well, you do the eggs for the kids.
It's cute to see a little kid run around, the surprise in her face. Some drunk finding a beer in the shrubs is not really doing it for me, man.
No.
So here's the thing. I know you were stunned by that $177 number, right? And I know you think you can keep things under $50. And look, you can do it.
Yeah.
You can do it, right? But even if you are trying to save money on Easter, if you are doing standard things you did in the past, it may be impossible right now.
So my wife just put an Easter basket. So my stepdaughter has a foster kid.
Okay.
And they're coming over for Easter. So she made her a basket. And I was like looking through it, man, seeing like what's going on over here.
Do you know what she spent?
She's got to be over 50.
Okay.
And I didn't like the bunny. The bunny was not.
The chocolate bunny?
I didn't like the bunny.
What do you mean you didn't like the bunny?
She got a Rice Krispie bunny. Like a Nestle's Crunch bun.
I mean, that's actually sounds pretty good.
You think that's too low end?
It's not my cup of tea.
I do love Nestle Crunch.
Yeah.
But
it's a Nestle's Crunch bunny.
I mean, look.
Looks like the bunny broke out in something. maybe RFK may want to, like, look at it.
I'm just saying the bunny's sick right now.
It's the same impression.
It's vaccine.
So there may be a reason why your wife went grocery store chocolate.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen the cost of chocolate right now?
So no. Is it all spiked?
Holy crap!
Really?
It is nuts. It's the perfect storm of crop issues, rough growing season, and global economic decisions.
Oh.
It means if you want that, like, luxury chocolate
traditional
bunny.
Like a Russell's Stover?
Is or, no, well, like I'm thinking like more local, like Stever's, yeah. Andy's Candies, right? Yeah. So I went to Andy's Candies. Dude. It's my favorite candy place in the whole world. I am on my second solid bunny of the season. Mm. I already ate the first one.
Damn.
Right? They're so good. It was a solid bunny that's like that tall. Mm-hmm. My standard bunny that I buy. It was $24.
No kidding.
And I've eaten $50 worth of bunny so far this
season. So it's not even Easter yet.
No, it's not.
So it's gone up that like 50%?
I don't know how high it went, but I remember like getting to the counter. I don't know what I spent last year, but I know it wasn't that. And I was like, damn.
No kidding.
Hot? Damn. Yes, I'll take it still.
Are we running out of chocolate?
I don't know. It said rough growing season, crop issues, and global economic
decisions.
That
doesn't sound good.
I mean, no, nothing sounds good right now.
I know.
So shut up and eat your expensive bunny. And there are other Easter costs that folks without kids don't really wrap their heads around.
They were.
So for some reason, Easter is the one holiday where your kid needs an entire fancy new outfit.
Like to go to church?
Whatever, wherever you're going.
All right.
Like the word Easter dress exists in the English language.
All right.
If you walk into a department store
like
right now.
Like a spring outfit.
Yes. But there are massive displays of little girl dresses and little boy khakis, mm-hmm. checkered shirts, and ties. Sometimes it's for church. Sometimes it's for brunch. Sometimes it's for a pic with the bunny at the
Perfect
mall.
Perfect for 30 degrees and sleet outside.
Well, and I know families that, do you know families that do photo shoots on Easter?
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's like just them, mm-hmm. like they do it themselves or they actually hire a photographer, but they'll make sure while the whole family's together
all
and everybody's
up.
Got all their matching outfits, it's picture time.
But it's the dumbest stuff ever. Like, my wife bought into this.
Yeah.
Right? And every year.
Well, especially for girls to get dressed up.
But it's like, it's $30 for a dress, hat, and white gloves. They wear it one time. It gets covered in chocolate and and cheese.
So they wear gloves and hats?
It's like they're, you know, it's
going
like
to church.
The bonnet and the white gloves. Well, no, these were just sort of like pictures.
Yeah.
Right? And like, oh, she's with the bunny. Mm. You wear it one time. It's covered in chocolate and whatever you're eating for brunch, and it never gets worn again. It's the only holiday where people feel they need to buy an entire new outfit for their kid.
Mm.
Like, people are fine putting their kid in crisp for Christmas, whatever they have in the house.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Right?
Yeah. Running around in your pajamas, I don't care.
The one good thing about Easter, however, and this is why I hate both of you guys.
What'd I do?
It only affects you if you have kids.
Oh, yeah. I'm off the hook.
Right? Like, Christmas, everyone is scrambling to get gifts for all kinds of folks in their lives. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Parties, other events that drain your bank account.
Yeah.
With Easter, even if you spend the average of $177 per basket, it's only your kids.
Yeah.
And in reality, you get to have the discussion with the bunny to decide what your kid gets.
Oh, the bunny regulations?
You don't have to keep up with the Joneses like you do in other gift holidays.
True.
So you got that going for
you. Okay.
But, I mean, that pressure from what other people might be doing will bury you as a parent.
Well, at least this is the last holiday for a while, right? We're done after this. You don't have to worry about anything until Christmas.
Unless you got kids graduating high school.
Oh, God.
And proms. And balls.
Man, it doesn't end.
Yeah, no kidding. That's what I've been telling you for years, stupid. Sorry, I overreacted there. It's a lot of stress. with the kids and everything going on. Paul writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us there. When my daughters were little, my mother would do baskets for them, and she would keep trying to do one for me. I was 30. The arguments about it were crazy.
Oh.
I wish my parents still gave me a bunny.
No, you don't, man. Imagine what chintzy ass bunny.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, you don't know
what
kind of bunny you're going to get.
So I'm in love with Andy's Candies
because
I was raised on Andy's Candies.
And that's high-end candy, man. That's high-end local candy. How the hell did your father afford that?
Well, he got it for himself.
Yeah, but still, that's like big bank.
So here's how this would work I was a kid. Andy's Candies. And look, Stever's, also phenomenal. What's the one in Batavia that I've had that's really, really good?
That's like a big fancy store.
Delicious. Yeah. Delicious. But with Andy's.
Yeah.
Annually, my dad would buy like a 3 foot tall solid bunny.
Holy Christ,
for
man.
Himself. Maybe it was two. I was a kid. You know, it looked huge, right? And when he was off, his days off, the tradition was he would sit in his gym shorts and T-shirt, watch TV, and just gnaw on the bunny like he was a beaver, right? And we wouldn't get
any. Do you ever look in the mirror when you're eating your bunny?
I do that now, too.
I'm just saying. Like, do you think you got that from your dad?
I absolutely do. Okay. But we weren't allowed to have the bunny.
It was his bunny.
It was his bunny. And then when the Easter.
Plus, his mouth has been all over it.
I don't care. I want some of that chocolate, man. I'll lick whatever chocolate's left on the side of your mouth,
man. So this
man.
Wasn't a bunny to share.
This is not a shareable bunny, nor did he get any other stuff for us. But then when
Oh, my God.
But then the basket.
What a dick.
The basket would show up, and we would get like a 6-inch tall, like a solid, right, whatever, whether it was a cross bunny, yeah, or like, you know, a football or whatever. That was our Andy's candy. Right. So like we got like that one day of like.
This is giving me a stomach ache. Like, I can't imagine eating a 2-foot tall bunny.
Like, living in your house had to be like what life was like for a poor kid in England in the 1700s. Like, you know, the rich land baron ate the food in front of you, and then you got like the scraps, and then you had to go back out in the field and do horrible work.
Well, also, how do you eat the bunny without it melting all over your hands? Like, what are you holding it with?
You got to keep it in the plastic.
Okay.
So he held it into plastic and
but
ate
it would still melt a little from the heat of your hands.
Yeah. Okay, so you don't eat the whole bunny at once.
I don't know why this is grossing me out.
All right, so
it is.
Here's the problem I've had.
Yeah, it's starting to ruin chocolate.
Yeah.
It's so good, though. Well, look.
Like, if I saw your father in his bare legs eating a chocolate bunny, it would gross me out.
He was in good shape back then.
Even so, man.
Still jogging.
I don't want to watch a bare-legged man eat.
No, here's the key, all right?
It is tighty-whities.
You keep the bunny in the plastic.
Yeah.
And your goal is to only eat, like, 3 inches of the bunny at a time. But the chocolate.
Which is a crap load of chocolate,
I'm not saying it's healthy, but the chocolate is so good. Yeah. All right, so. I bought my solid bunny. It's like 2 feet tall. Nah, maybe a foot and a half.
Right. Mm-hmm. This is recent.
Yeah, 3 weeks ago. I bought the first one, and my plan was that was going to last me till Easter. I ate 6 inches of bunny.
So you don't whittle it off with a knife.
No,
you just gnaw on it.
I gnaw on it. Right. Okay. Yeah.
Again, that's disgusting.
It gets softer.
Everything gets softer when I watch you do that.
But yeah, I accidentally ate half the bunny, and then I finished
accidentally,
it.
Like he fell on it.
I can't stop.
I impaled him.
Oh my God.
I got impaled by bunny.
I can't stop.
That's one of those things I can't eat a ton of.
You had a chocolate wall.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
don't hit the candy wall?
Yeah.
Not at daddy, no. But I will say this.
Because chocolate does things to your body.
Yeah, it's not good.
Like, it kills animals.
About 3 hours after, I do what I just described. Yeah.
Where'd you get the shakes?
I'm in agony. Like, my stomach hurts.
Like, I would think you can't even digest all that.
It hurts.
Like, I don't know what it does, like, to
you. Locked up for weeks.
Like, does it bind you, or does it make you go?
I think it binds you based on my experience the last couple of
weeks. So it's like cheese.
Yeah, I haven't pooped in a month. It's not good.
Yeah.
Just full of chocolate bunny.
There was one poop, last week after I had the bunny, where it just came out in one solid block.
Ew.
Oh, God.
You know, like...
Like, it didn't even have form to it?
When they open those container ships in the ocean. Let's take a break. It's doing exactly what it was designed to do.
Okay.
We were told this would save money on our taxes, and this town says it's done just that.
Damn.
And we're about to find out if what marijuana has done for this Rochester suburb is enough to get towns on the fence to jump in. Because, Tommy, on the other side, there are folks saying that this is not enough to invite this element into that community. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF will jump right into the story. When recreational marijuana became legal in New York State, Henrietta was one of the first towns to decide they wanted it sold in their town. And you remember, communities had a choice. If they wanted to sell it legally in their town, they would get tax money from the sales.
Yeah.
Now, they didn't have to say yes, but by turning down the opportunity, those towns, villages, cities, whatever.
They opted out.
You would get no cut of the tax money coming in.
Yeah.
Henrietta says it has had money coming in. Story on 13 WHAM yesterday details how all of the dispensaries in the town have generated nearly $1 million in just tax revenue.
Okay.
Henrietta has become the marijuana capital of Monroe County, right?
Yeah.
Is that a fair statement, Kimmy?
Probably. Like I said, I think they were the first ones to roll it out. They have multiple dispensaries. I don't know if there's another town that's gotten that going so quickly. I don't even know how many towns are actually doing it.
And Henrietta is big enough where you could put multiple dispensaries in there and you would really, okay. So the town supervisor in Henrietta says because of this, they are going to be able to reduce property taxes for residents.
Oh, look at this.
That's some suburban guy crack right there.
You ain't kidding.
Lower taxes! The state has come out and pointed to Henrietta as a prime example of what doing this the right way can do for your town.
Look at the Jeff.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Now, I have to admit, right, like this story on 13 WHAM yesterday is glowing about how Henrietta has handled this, all of the benefits that it's getting. Okay. Will this story have other towns that have not yet opted in jumping on the marijuana train?
How can you not? You finally have something to lower property taxes. And you're not going to do this?
Thoughts, Kimmy?
What do you mean?
Will other towns be jumping in based on what Henrietta's been able to do?
I mean, the smart move is yes, but I also feel like they opted out because they felt like that's what their residents wanted.
Okay.
And
I mean, they are elected officials working for the people, Tom.
And I don't know. I guess it should change people's opinions on it, but I don't know if it will. I don't know if it's enough to change people's opinions on
it. I'll tell
you
what, man. Everybody is self-righteous till you wave the green in front of their face. And then they're on their knees like everybody else begging for
it.
But I could also
say, I'm glad you said begging at the end.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure where you were going with that.
Right? Because everybody wants money in the end. I don't care what you think, what you feel, what you do. You want that money.
But don't you think like the people that were anti-weed, and this being in their town, like, I don't know. I wonder how much money would change their opinions on that.
And that's exactly what the argument on the other side has been. 252 WCMF, because we're a fair show, 252-9263. And you know I'm pro-legal marijuana.
Yeah.
But the argument from the other side is $1 million spread amongst all of the homes in Henrietta is not worth having marijuana being sold.
But that millions are going to keep rolling in. They're not going to stop selling marijuana, right? So that revenue is going to keep coming in and driving your taxes down.
Okay.
True.
I'm an idiot that could figure that much out.
Well, no, but I'm asking sincerely, being someone who has been pro, you know, legalization, how far does $1 million go in lowering property taxes for a town like Henrietta?
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know. But I know when property taxes go up $10 a year, people flip the F out.
Okay.
Hey, you're pricing me out of the place.
No, you're right.
I mean, what do you want?
You're right. If we had another story where the town of Henrietta spent $1 million on something and it was coming out of property taxes, people would flip.
My God, they'd be down at the town hall, man, with the pitchforks.
But here's the thing. We also laugh at those people and go, it's just $10. Mm. So it's kind of hypocritical of us to be like, if it's just $10, well, if you're only saving $10, to be like, oh, save that, take the money.
But this is something that's going to keep coming in, right? More revenue is going to come in.
Yeah.
It's going to drive the price down. Give it time. It's already showing benefits.
Okay, but in that way, it would be beneficial for other towns not to do this the way that Henrietta's done it, because Henrietta wants to keep making all this money, right?
Right.
There are lots of people from towns like Greece, like Pittsburgh.
Popping on over.
They have to, because their towns do not offer that legal marijuana. More towns opening, in theory,
it could hurt them.
Would spread out the...
That could hurt them.
Okay.
But if you've already locked in on Henrietta as your place to go get your weed, you may not even, I mean,
you
those other
spot.
Towns may have missed the boat.
Yeah, you already have your loyalty program.
And you may be down.
Got to use my points.
Yeah, you may be down there anyway doing other stuff. So, like, you go down there on a regular basis.
Yeah.
So it's just part of your run.
I
hit Aldi's. I get my blood pressure done at the mall. Get some weed. I'm back home.
And it does seem to me, like, the people I know that are regulars at these places, they have their spot. You know, like they have their spot that they started going to, and maybe every now and then they'll try like a new place that's open, but that's the spot they're now comfortable with.
Okay.
So that's what they keep going
back
to.
Yeah, we're all creatures of habit.
But at this exact time yesterday, we were talking about wine being sold in New York grocery stores, New York State wine that Bill is up there, right? Mm-hmm. You yourself, Tommy, love going to the liquor store. You have people you know there.
Oh, yeah.
They have an expertise that grocery stores do not have if they were allowed to sell it.
Yeah.
You said if they sold liquor in grocery stores, you would be buying your liquor there. So it flies in the face of the argument you are making right now.
Yeah, but this is a little bit different because there's not so many places to buy weed right now. It's very select.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if you had weed all over the place, like you have liquor stores and beer and wine, maybe it'd be a little different.
252 WCMF, 252-9263. Story on 13 WAM yesterday says the town of Henrietta has been massively successful with their legal marijuana dispensary rollout. The town supervisor said they've made nearly $1 million in just tax revenue, and because of that, they're going to be able to lower property taxes for town residents. The state has pointed at Henrietta as the way you should do this right, although the folks on the other side of this, because there will always be, there's still 40% of New Yorkers who do not like the legal cannabis, as Kimmy put it, that say this is not enough money made to make it worth selling the marijuana. The other reason Henrietta has been so successful in doing this is also kind of controversial.
What do they do?
Well, you see, Tommy, most other towns that allowed legal dispensaries kept the dispensaries in certain places, what they call adult use zone, out of sight of the general public.
Hidden away.
You got it. Henrietta made an effort to keep them away from schools and churches, but allowed them to open in commercial areas.
They're right on Jefferson Road.
You got it. Jefferson Road, West Henrietta has one opening up
now. Where all those
now.
Other businesses yeah. are.
The regional market over there, mm-hmm. right? And they believe that's why.
Yeah, better traffic.
Yeah, this has been so successful.
It's genius.
Yeah, it definitely helps.
And that's how business should work. Hey, why don't you put the store where all the people are?
Okay.
And they'll maybe go on an Easter egg hunt to find
right
my weed.
Right next to a coffee spot where somebody's stopping every morning anyway.
How about all those delicious sandwiches you can get on Jefferson Road?
Okay, so two things. One,
on a Jeff.
The fact that they're more successful having them in visible places kind of lends to the idea that people are making, the word I'm looking for?
Like impulse
purchases? Impulse purchases yeah. of marijuana, which I didn't think would happen.
But some of them, though, I like looking at some of them from the outside, I don't know if you'd really know what it was because you can't see inside most of them because they have like that pre thing with the security guard yep. where they check your ID. So it's not like you can like see in the window what they got going on. So I wonder how many people even know that it's right next door to where they are.
Okay, valid point. But then the other thing,
yeah,
if Henrietta having them on public display where there are
a regular shop,
that's what made them so successful, that could also keep other towns from opting in. Because if the success comes from these things being right next to the cobbler, the grocery store,
yeah.
other towns won't want that.
But why don't they want that?
I mean, they're. I think they're still in
there. They think the children are going to see that and want to go in there and get high?
Again, I am trying to put myself in the shoes of someone who doesn't like this. And yes, I think that's the argument. It's like, well, how do I explain to my child what a dispensary is? Well, we're going to have a bunch of high goofballs running around Main Street in Pittsburgh if we put it next to the frozen yogurt shop. You know that's an argument you would hear.
I know, but
like, there's high adults. I'm trying to buy beach towels with stick figures embroidered on them. It says the good life. How am I supposed to do that?
I know. It's so sad.
I mean, is there still a negative connotation? Are there still?
Obviously, 40% are squares.
But even the towns that allow it, like, do people look at towns like Henrietta? What other towns? Did Webster?
I think Webster was one of them, but I don't know if it's as prominent as it is in Henrietta.
Do you look at those towns as lower brow?
That have dispensaries?
Is it Rondequoit one of them too? I think.
I don't remember.
I mean, if I think of them as low brow, it's not because they have a dispensary. You're just low brow in general.
Okay. You know. Like, the towns that don't have them, Pittsburgh would never allow a dispensary on Main Street.
No.
Fairport didn't allow, they don't allow dispensaries, right? As of right now. Could you Google that real quick?
Yeah, I'm trying to find the towns that...
They sound a little uptight, too.
But that's interesting, because they have this big bar district
that
blew up a couple of years ago.
It's a nightclub district.
You got a whiskey distillery, you got craft breweries. Would the residents of Fairport be upset if a dispensary all of a sudden popped up in that area?
They look like they would.
But... What's the difference?
I know. I agree.
I mean,
same thing with Pittsburgh. Why wouldn't you have that?
Well, Pittsburgh doesn't allow like bars to open anymore.
Yeah.
Like Pittsburgh, I get you got something up, you know where. But like, I don't know. Like Fairport seems like a perfect spot, and maybe we're judging the residents of Fairport wrong if they're all happy about the success of that cannery area.
Yeah. All right. Well,
Fairport did.
Oh, they did allow it. Okay.
So you said
all that mean stuff, and you were
so
wrong.
They yes to sales and yes to lounges.
Okay.
So did Brockport, Brighton, East Rochester.
Okay.
Man. You know.
I knew it. You can sit here and try and pretend you're cool. You look at these places.
Lowtown
Henrietta,
ER, man.
Obviously, Irondequoit. And
Bombers
Penfield.
Be token.
Okay, so you do look at towns that allow this legally as lowbrow. You
I
do.
Didn't say no, no.
You
no.
just said that.
Solid, good, lowbrow.
Okay, so how do you sit here? Again. You are the ultimate contradiction in legalized marijuana.
Because you
have sat here and sung the praises of it, not only in this break, but for years.
Yes.
Yet you also
I'm pro-weed.
You've also said in this microphone that if there was a line out the door, you'd slow down to see if you knew anybody in the line.
I'm checking.
And you would judge them.
Oh, absolutely.
You're arguing that every town should do this for the green, but you have just revealed that you look at the towns that allow this as lower brow.
Yes.
What is going on?
I'm a hypocrite. And I also like the entertainment value of my beliefs. What's wrong with that? Why can't I accept something and mock something at the same time?
Because by mocking it, you're not accepting it.
But I am. I want you to do it so I can see it and mock it. Like, I don't want it to go away. Like, I don't want everybody to get thin. What am I going to talk about? What if everybody's thin and good looking? I'm done. I'm out of business. Hang me out to dry. Get rid of this chair. I'm out, baby.
You're going
to
say
it really is interesting looking at this list of towns that said yes and towns that said no, because there's no rhyme or reason to it. It's towns from Brockport, Spencerport to Penfield, and then towns in between saying no. It's just so weird how that all spaced out like that.
It's going to be interesting to see which town in our area is the first one to jump in on the
second flip.
Round. Yeah, because so far as we know, no town has said, okay, we've seen what's happened here. We'd like in on it. Because once you go in, you can't go back. That was the state rule, which is kind of funny. Yeah. Don't go back, guys. You made it, you're in. But like, of the towns that haven't done it yet, it is surprising that we haven't had one go, all right,
we're in.
Like, how long is it going to take? Or is this just one of those things that's never going to happen?
It's got to happen at some point, right?
I don't know.
Somebody's going to want to get in and go in front of the town board and say, I want to open this up. Help.
I mean, Greece is the one that shocks me the most.
I'm with you. What do you think people think about your town? Like, seriously.
There's so many different places to put it. You know what I mean? Where you could put it away from certain things if you wanted to. You could hide it if you want to. I'm shocked that a town that big said no.
Well, and Greece and Henrietta are very similar towns.
Oh, yeah.
Right? They're commerce
towns. Well, Ridge Road and the Jeff are the same road.
Exactly.
Like, the amount of traffic that goes down Ridge Road.
Think of the tax money they would make in the town of Greece.
It's insane.
I don't get it. And like, what do you do? They not open the papers? Do they not read Facebook? Like, I love the town of Greece. Right?
I understand,
but it's not like folks not from Greece are like, that high standing community over there.
Yeah, they've had their issues.
All right, so I guess we sit and we wait, and I will check my property tax bill next year to check for my $10
off. You're getting a break.
I'm interested to see how much.
You were smart not to sell your house. Keep that house.
Well, I told you the second I bought it, I was dying in that house. I'm never moving again. Moving sucks. You can open up a dispensary in my basement. I'm not going anywhere. It's pretty damn cool, man.
What's that?
First of all, it's a great thing this band is doing. It's going to help a lot of people.
Fantastic.
And it gives all you rock t-shirt nerds something really exclusive to grab.
Oh, boy.
Which you can't get anywhere else. I just hope they thought this all the way through.
So he's making it sound like it's dangerous or something.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Massive show at the Dome in Syracuse.
Who's coming?
Metallica is coming.
Oh, wow.
And we would have played Fuel for Fire, but I forgot to tell Kimmy to get it.
All right.
So that's my fault.
That's all right.
So I'll just do it. Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that one.
Not bad.
Thank you. So,
yeah.
Before they're playing the Dome tomorrow night, Metallica has partnered with the Red Cross.
Okay.
Asking Metallica fans to donate blood.
Oh.
Those who donate blood. We'll get a limited edition Red Cross Metallica t-shirt.
Wait, they're doing it. So I go there before the show to like the Bloodmobile?
Okay.
Must be something like that.
So here's what it says.
Or do I get like a little certificate to show them that I donated blood?
Here's what it says.
All right.
It says anyone who donates blood between today and the show will receive a limited edition Red Cross Metallica t-shirt. And by the way, if you want this t-shirt, it sounds like you have to go out and donate blood in Syracuse. So don't run to the Red Cross and Rochester and be like, where's my Metallica t-shirt? So, but I mean, look, if you collect rock t-shirts, it may be worth the trip. It says up to the show. Are they going to have a blood bus outside?
They could. They have those mobile places. But, I mean, how many people can they serve at a time?
So, also, you can't donate blood if you've just – can you donate blood if you're drinking or doing other things?
That is my concern.
Because I'm thinking that may prevent some people – or people walk up not knowing –
or lie because they want the t-shirt?
So, that is weird.
Can you donate blood if you've been drinking?
I don't know.
Why not?
I always thought that was
what do you
dangerous
mean, why
for
not?
You more than...
Because you think it's in the blood and you can't get
it. It is literally in the blood. They measure how drunk you are by your blood alcohol content.
Yeah, but it doesn't stay in there. It just evaporates.
Well, but I don't know.
By the time you give it to the guy that needs it, the blood is clean.
I don't know if it evaporates in my body or I don't know if it evaporates just being. I can't imagine if it's in a bag.
No. You cannot donate blood if you're under the influence of alcohol.
Yeah, that would make sense, man.
That's not a good idea.
Actually, it says it's also generally recommended to avoid alcohol for 24 hours before donating.
So, how much are they going to get out of this? 2 pints?
Well, that's just it. They may not be doing this right before the show. They said, you know, from if you donate blood from it was like earlier this week up until showtime.
All
right. You would get the t-shirt, right?
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. Like, they can't have the blood bus outside. Okay.
All right.
What percentage of people walking into that show, Metallica on Friday night, do you think will have something in their system?
All of them?
Well, no.
It's a Metallica show.
Drinks, okay.
So. I don't want any blood from a Metallica fan.
Why?
I know them. The ones we know.
Shut up.
There's always something in their systems.
Everybody is a Metallica fan. It's not 1984
anymore. No, but like if you're
anymore,
a fan, bro.
It's not 84 anymore, man. They have short hair. They fight Napster. They do albums with Lou Reed.
They could still be strung out on, you know, Robitussin and Viagra, man. I don't know. But you're going to that kind of a show. You're going to party.
Okay, you're going to the Dome, first of all. It's not like you're going to the Penny Arcade.
All right.
Second of all, I mean, look, let's be real here. Metallica has existed since the early 80s.
Could be an older set going.
I mean, yeah.
That older set still parties. They drink their asses off.
Maybe they can't anymore because their blood pressure medicine.
Your ass is White Clawing all the way down the 90, baby, to see that show.
Look, I understand that Metallica brings in fans of all ages because they are Metallica.
Sure.
Right? They are Metallica.
Yeah.
But I think Kimmy's right. Like, this idea that it's going to be like this massive party. I don't think the band drinks anymore. I know James Hetfield doesn't, right?
Well, no, he just sues everybody.
No, that's Lars Ulrich. He's the one, the drummer, that sued now.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm sure James was also in there.
They don't party anymore?
Kimmy, can you Google? I thought as part of that documentary, Some Kind of Monster.
They gave it up?
I thought that Hetfield said he was done.
Oh, okay.
But I could be wrong.
Right. But he's also one of those guys that had so much. Like, he's had his lifetime supply twice.
Maybe.
Seems like he is currently sober.
Okay. Wow,
all right.
The image you have of a Metallica fan is stuck in 1987.
Yeah, but my image is you're going out and just partying and having fun. That's why you go out and party.
Yeah, but you could be there just for the music, too.
That's called church.
Okay, this is church for some people.
No, but like
Metallica cool, live, bro.
Like cool church. Not like lame church.
I wonder if they could still get over, if the show still sounds good. I mean, look, they're in their 60s now.
Yeah.
Right?
But they've been touring, you know what I mean?
Yeah, look, there's lots of bands that have been touring.
Yeah.
I want to believe that Metallica still brings it, right? Like, that show has always been a fantastic
very
show.
High energy.
And the fact that they're still selling enough tickets where they're playing in arenas like the Dome.
That's impressive.
Bodes
man.
Well.
Yeah.
But then you side by side it with, hey, give people your blood. I wonder if it's going only to the band.
Save Metallica.
It's like the president's limo where they have the blood type of the president at all times.
True.
252 WCMF. Metallica is partnering with the Red Cross. They have their show at the Dome in Syracuse tomorrow. If you donate blood in Syracuse up until showtime, you will get a limited edition Red Cross Metallica t-shirt. I kind of want to drive out and get the t-shirt.
But does it say Red Cross on it too?
Yes. It's a combo.
Yeah. I mean, that kind of makes it a little more unique, I guess.
Yeah, but it's also kind of lame.
You can only get it by donating blood.
But it looks lame.
Okay. Bro, how many times do we have to talk to you about how rare band t-shirts are?
Yeah, but it's like you're putting like a corporate logo on your rock band t-shirt.
I bet you this
too. Also, we need your blood. Please donate today.
Bro, the Stones tour, the last Stones tour was sponsored by AARP.
I know. The sellout is sad.
No, it's, what do you mean? Everyone's been sold out for 40 years.
I know, but that t-shirt wouldn't do it. If I saw a guy with a Metallica, I don't know nothing, right?
Yeah.
But then I see the Red Cross, I'm like,
what?
Lame.
What do you? I want to know what it looks like, because if it's a bigger Metallica logo with like a little Red Cross on it, that's pretty cool. And you were doing good.
What are you hanging next to your Comic Relief shirt?
I would wear a Comic Relief
shirt.
No,
you would not.
No, I wouldn't. But if I wasn't in this business, I would. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Walter. Hey, Walter. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good. How you guys doing?
Good, man.
Good, man. I'm going to the show. It's the concert is Saturday night, but you have to donate blood from Monday to Friday.
Oh, it's Saturday. Okay, I'm sorry. I misread it. I'm sorry, man.
All right.
So did you go?
What's that?
Did you go donate blood to get the t-shirt?
No, I didn't donate blood for it. Right now, I'm up in Wisconsin, so I can't do it.
Okay, understood. Walter, thanks for the call. Yeah, they won't take Wisconsin blood. Too much curd.
Yeah.
All right, I'm looking at the t-shirt right now.
Yeah.
All right, the
pretty
front
pretty badass,
it,
huh?
It is actually pretty badass. The front of it, it's got the Metallica logo over the heart.
Okay.
And it's got like a blood drop. It's like, it says like one heart beats together. And on the back, it's got the Red Cross logo. I would wear that t-shirt.
Blood message.
Yeah. Bro. The album they recorded here is called Kill 'Em All, and it's got a hammer covered in blood on the cover.
Yeah, but that
Metallica
was,
and blood kind of go hand in hand.
Okay, all right. But now it's good blood.
The only blood, the
donated
only
donated blood now, not hammer blood.
The only two blood of your bands are like Kiss and Gwar. Like Metallica is in the top five blood bands.
All right.
Am I wrong? Can you think of a blood of your
really,
band?
No, not really. A blood of your band.
Other than the Runaways, like that 1 week a month? Come on, that was kind of funny. 252 WCMF, we'll take one more call. Matt, you got the last word, buddy. What's going on?
What's going on?
Hey, Matt.
So, yeah, I was just calling to tell about that it was Saturday night, not Friday night.
You know you can hang up the phone, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah. No problem.
Great talk, Matt.
He's going to be in line for that shirt.
The good news is,
yeah.
One, we corrected it. The show is Saturday. My apologies. Yes. My apologies. And two, they will not be taking blood from Metallica fans in the parking lot.
All right.
So everybody wins. Mm. Mostly the folks getting that blood.
Absolutely.
And once again, if you are on hold and somebody already said what you were going to say, there is no law that mandates you stay on hold. You can simply hang the phone up and go about the rest of your day. All right.